This slide shows how the net also includes an employment education section. So you will notice the domain of employment and workplace skills and education with categories that include employment as well as workplace skills, education, and training. Note that similar information may also be found on page 10 of the adult full assessment and page 9 of the adult reassessment. You also have the domain and category of substance use. And again, similar information may also be found on pages 7 through 8 of the adult full assessment and pages 6 through 7 of the adult reassessment. Also remember again that your initial assessment or reassessment may already include the information you need to actually complete the NET. You may have also noticed that there is a technology section as well at the very bottom of this screenshot. Please note that this relates to how to access technology and not necessarily how to use technology. Accessing technology this day and age is very important to ensure our clients are connected to the world and of course connected to us in order to receive services. Without technology, they may not be able to make progress in their treatment. In addition, without technology, they may not be able to work should they be working from home or attend school should they be enrolled. This may impact their progress in treatment and continue to impact life areas impaired. Therefore, we can't justify the assistance in accessing these services or resources as it would benefit their treatment. Anytime we provide TCM services, we need to ensure we are tying this back to their mental health. So what about the client's mental health does not allow them to access resources? Or how will assisting with accessing these resources improve their mental health? Depending on how we answer these questions, assistance in accessing these resources may be considered appropriate. However, how to use the technology may border on scope of practice, as this would not fall under our specific role as mental health providers.